If you give me an ice bath, like I literally, my dream is to wake up every morning and take a 3 to 4 minute ice bath every morning.
Good day, ladies and gents. Welcome to the Fairway Fit Golf Podcast, where two friends get together to talk about how we are trying to look good, feel good, and play good. Let's go.
All right, welcome back, Fairway Fit fans. Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode 10. We are back. We're about 12 hours, Greg. 12 hours.
12 hours and 16 minutes, to be exact.
Until we tee off in our first stroke play event. All right, our actual VSGA first stroke play event, our first stroke play event ever non-Miiverse here.
Yeah, this is my first event that I've ever competed in. Point blank period. That's not a scramble or a turkey
buddies,
shootout
buddies
or
getting
something.
Together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is probably, I would say less than 10 for me. I did them a long time ago. Did a handful, maybe 4, 5, 6. I can't even remember how many, but how you been? Summer is here. I can't wait. This has been a time, hopefully, to get on the golf course. We are still battling rain.
to quote the great American classic movie, American Pie. Hello, summer. But yeah, the rain has sucked. I mean, it definitely put a dampening on my preparation for this week. I had a solid week last week, you know, getting out to the range, chipping, putting, doing as much as I could, hitting the range in the mornings as well. And this week, I went and played Sunday, hit the ball over the place off the tee, but
saw all the golf course.
Yeah, exactly. then basically this week was just a wash. I mean, we just kept getting dumped on. And then today I was going to go hit balls after school, or after we checked out. Gotcha. And downpour. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah. For those that don't follow along very much, you know, Greg and I obviously get a lot of time off in the summers for our jobs, and we've approached the end of the year, and we got a couple weeks off here before we start off. I hate looking at the calendar because I feel like it's right around the corner, but
it really is.
Just we won't get into that detail, but I know with you, I feel like last week was hit or miss. Youth sports are winding down, but also We're in the all-star phase, and the all-star phase is every day, you know, and we're trying to make these 10-year-olds better every day of practice, you know,
one percent better.
So, but yeah, we're getting out on the field, but it's, you're right. The rain is, it's just these downpours that are moving practices around, and then we try to squeeze stuff in, and then, you know, then you have something planned, and then you got to bang it just because these pop-up storms are it's not like it's an all-day wash, which makes it, I think, even harder right now. I guess Sunday. Well, I played Sunday.
Yeah, same.
I guess a couple days have been kind of just dreary, you know, not much sun. You kind of get that mist most of the day that you can play through.
And most of the time, Northern Virginia weather, I mean, you're getting those afternoon, like early evening thunderstorms. But I mean, when you're working until 4:30 or 5 o'clock, it just puts a damper on it.
Yeah, I feel like they're popping up earlier in the day than what I'm used to. I know when I was working with you and running these events, we would always get them at game time, which was like 6, 7 o'clock. Where now I feel like they're more like that 3:30, 4 o'clock. So it's like all day you're prepping to get ready to go to the practices, and then all of a sudden the downpour, everybody shuts all the fields down. So like the last 3 days, every field in the county has been closed on the field status website. And then, so we've been practicing in a parking lot just to get reps in. And it's a lot of mental stuff.
Nothing like taking ground balls off.
We're not doing like ground balls. We've did a couple fly ball stuff today, but we're
getting
putting
in front
in,
of the door.
We're putting in like, you know, first and third situational type things that as a new team, everyone has different verbiage. So we're just trying to knock
that out. What's your trigger signal?
my trigger signal.
Or your activator or whatever. Whenever indicator. You give signs. Indicator, whatever. Indicator. Yeah. It's been a while since I've played baseball.
I keep it basic. I keep my hat as the indicator.
Oh, dude, yeah. I'm stealing signs all day on you then.
You could. Now, in high school, and I stole this from an old coach, I had a hot spot that was activated to how many times I touched skin. Depending on how many times I touched skin, you'd start at the hot spot and move across in a clockwise motion to get to my hot sign.
Jesus Christ.
What? Yeah, it actually was, it's probably more difficult to explain than it is to
that
learn.
Sounds like quantum physics to me right now.
And then in at some higher levels, it changed, the indicator changed on what inning you were in.
15, 16-year-old Greg would have just been looking at you with big old eyes being like, does that mean swing away?
Repeat.
You know what? Screw it. I'm just going to go ahead and
I'm going. Yeah. It's not as much as, you know, scratch my nose and just take off the second. But I do keep it pretty simple for these guys. You know, we steal with our legs. So I steal signs to legs.
All right.
You know, a bunt.
If we have any... fellow coaches that are listening, and just you play lower loud in Little League All Stars, just know that the 10U team is stealing when they touch his legs.
Yeah, well, we're upper louded, but that's
whatever.
We me and you played lower louded, but we're upper louded.
It was all one big.
And in all honesty, I probably could yell the sign, and the execution rate would be the same. So, and then a lot of it begins on who's throwing strikes to execute anything that we want to do. So,
lots of pass balls, huh?
Lots of pass balls. Drop third strikes. You know, we're running on everything. But anyway, I mean, I have been able to hit balls, play a couple nine holes, just like yourself. Got out a handful of times, but definitely don't feel like I am where I want to be when we signed up for this.
Oh yeah. Zippy.
3 months ago, maybe four Zippy months chance. Ago. I thought I would be playing some hot golf. And right now the only thing hot is the humidity where I sweated pretty profusely today on the golf course. But,
I thought I would at least be at a point where I have an idea of what the ball is going to do when I hit it off the tee by this point. And I still, your guess, like, you know, tell you truth, I would love to have like just a live bet tracker of like right, left, fairway, and just
a little military golf tomorrow.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Probably going to be car path only.
We'll see. It's not supposed to rain the rest of the night, and it's super humid. Might dry it out a little bit.
Maybe, but we're in the swampy.
It also doesn't. Algonquin is never one to dry out.
We have been car path only for a while, but I walk the course up here. I know our buddy who was also playing with us that you've met before that I work with, he will be walking. He asked me if I would walk, and I said, Craig would never walk. So
yeah,
I was like, probably not. Although I do think, and I will hold to this, I've said it from day one, if you would start walking, I think you'd become a better golfer. But
yeah.
I think you would. I think your mindset in the game changes. If you ask anybody,
who drink less?
I don't think so. I'll be honest with you. I have the push cart, so it's not like I'm carrying the bag. I'll carry the bag when the temperatures are cooler. But right now, today, I have a push cart. So I could load up that push cart with whatever I want. The bag can weigh 40, 50 pounds.
I might not mind one of those little belt clicker things that just the bag follows me around.
But no, those are popular, but I'm not paying $1,000 for
knowing my ADHD, like I'd be walking to the hole and that thing would be right behind me. Mm-hmm. I'd forget to like shut it off before the green.
We were playing in Scotland, and my dad, this was one of the courses where my dad couldn't use the medical to get a cart. They didn't even have carts. You know, when you play over there, you walk. I mean, that's just common practice. So we always had push carts. And he would get a push cart that had an electric dial on it that would, you know, you hit the button, it goes. So it's kind of like a self-propelled lawnmower, right? So
gotcha.
It's, you're basically guiding it. You're not pushing it. Now, mine, I push. It's not electric. And I remember we were at a course called Ellie, which was probably top three courses I've ever played in my life. The views were just absolutely unbelievable. And you probably remember it was the one where the clubhouse had a periscope. Above the first hill to see if it was cleared to go. And incredible golf course. And so we were up, I think on like two or three, up on a hill. And all of a sudden, I think I was on the green on one side. My brother was next to me. And all of a sudden, my dad did not get the dial turned back down. And that bad boy was off. And so my brother sprinted after it, finally got to it. It was like halfway down this really steep hill. And then I just was like, Brian, don't worry. I got your bag. So I picked up Brian's bag and we went.
Obviously, his clubs are still warm, though.
Warm. That was when he was only carrying like seven or eight. He had that little.
Oh, he had the tiny bag.
Yeah, he had the tiny bag. So we have got him back into a real size bag. Well, I don't know if it's a real. Yeah, I think it's a real size bag now, and with a couple more clubs. I still think he can fit a couple more in there, but he's getting better at it.
Did he walk onto like the first tee the last time you played and be like, Brad, I'm a real boy?
But man, he was livid at my dad, and I'm like, I don't think he meant for his trolley. I think they call them trolleys to go.
I can just see your dad being like, hey, watch this.
No, he was super, super embarrassed about it. But yeah, I just remember, I mean, it wasn't a small hill, and there goes. It's like we're on the other side, we turn around. What is that? Oh my goodness. My brother was all and like before we can even get going. And he was a good 30, 40 yards away by the time he caught it.
Full rain gear, probably.
Yeah, still still going though. But yeah, so I was able to end a pretty good stretch of working out. You know, something I told you that every day I went into the office this year, I was able to work out and run. And I know you're pretty close to that, if not the same. But yeah, I was able to end that. So I tried to deload myself these last couple of days just to prepare. And walking today, I played about 15 holes before the rain knocked me out the last three holes. And the body feels tired a little bit. I don't know if it's just change in routine now that I don't have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, but been doing a lot of stretching over the last 2 days. Did a little body weight stuff, but nothing strenuous.
Get yourself like 30 to 40 pounds of ice and take an ice bath. That'll wake that thing up.
I've been looking back into those, getting something more instead of just keep buying ice over time. I've actually looked into buying an ice maker almost.
I'm the same way. Like there's actually like I've found one that is basically a glorified tub, like we did the ice bath here when we did the 24-hour challenge. But it's basically that you drill a hole in the side and you kind of have some connectors, fasteners, and stuff.
Is there a filter in it?
The filtering.
That's the thing. I don't want to have
to. It costs $600 for the filter and chiller.
Yeah, I just don't want to have to like buy ice all the time and drain.
That's what I mean. You won't have to drain it. You'll just basically filter it and it circulates through the filter, and it's like $600 or $700 for the chiller filter, and then you know you buy like a cow tub.
Yeah. Or pig anybody's pen. Out there that wants to help us out get into that, we'll be glad to support you.
If you give me an ice bath, like. I literally, my dream is to wake up every morning and take a three to 4 minute ice bath every morning.
Yeah. It's been a while. I need to do that. I definitely felt the knees the last couple of runs that I don't know. I'll switch like with the rain, I switched back to old shoes and I don't know, maybe just some shoes that had a lot more miles on it and kind of, I don't know.
They're beat up. Yeah. I do that with mine too. Cause I have a pair of shoes at the school that basically I keep there just in case I forget them. And that way I have a pair there, but they're the ones that have probably, I think they're the ones that like I did basically the entire year long challenge on. So they got a good amount of miles on them.
Yeah. What did they say? Like obviously some shoes are different than others, but about, I usually look at 400 miles.
I usually set like
a reminder, it's a
400 or 500 mile mark of that's when I would retire them.
Yeah. Usually my, cause I can set what shoes I'm running in. It's kind of like a default setting. And then usually when I run my old ones, I just, you know, switch that day. But the default, once it hits 400, I'm like, I probably should start looking for new pairs of shoes and see what's on sale. So, but yeah, as far as golf goes, I've hit the ball well, I've hit the ball bad. I mean, Today, 15 holes, I thought for 5 holes. I had my little guy with me. I hit the ball really well and got some weird spots. Like on number one, I was on the downhill. So like the
it's
wedge
always
in.
Fun.
Yeah. So like, but I hit a really good wedge in. So I was really happy there. And then on two, I did conquer two. I had a 7-footer for birdie and lipped it. I actually rolled the ball really well. Didn't make anything. And I kind of just talked that up that I was going to make everything tomorrow when we play. So, you know, I can't make it both days in a row.
Were you cleaning everything up? Because that's something I've started doing the last couple of last two rounds was like, I don't like those 1 and 2 footers. I don't just like.
Yes. I've done that for a couple weeks.
I make sure I clean them up because I will say that there's been a couple of times where I've actually missed them. Now I'm not sitting there. Now, granted, like I'm not sitting.
Oh,
there.
Oh, no, I'm going to miss one tomorrow.
I walk up and go and tap it and I freaking look like an idiot. But I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I've been making sure that I'm cleaning all of those up because, you know, there's going to be no gibbies tomorrow.
Well, yeah, no, I have been doing that. I've been doing that for a couple of weeks now just to prepare for tomorrow. My buddy did say, now he's done probably 4 or 5 of these this year. And he said 2 to 3 times he would go up there and scoop the ball and have to put it back down with a stroke penalty because he just, it's instinct to,
right.
Know, and he goes, make sure we don't do that. I was like, well, if we're all playing together, we can always remind each other and make sure. I've been doing that. And again, sometimes I've missed a couple. I'm not going to lie to you, but I could tell the ones I go up there really all right, take that extra breath and be like, all right, just knock it in and you knock it in. But yeah, so then on four, let's see, on three, hit a really good drive, but I was on the. I hit the fairway, rolled off, but I was on like the slant where the ball was like a foot below my feet.
Oh, that's
so. I was like, I can't be upset. I hit the ball exactly how I wanted to off the tee. I just got a bad break, and so I was able to advance it. And then I hit a pitch wedge, and I even said, I was like, hey, if I can hit the crest, I should have a birdie look. And I hit it exactly where I wanted to. Had about a 12 footer and just missed that putt as well too. So. It was weird for about 5 holes. I did
Is little man just amazed when like you talk yourself and then
no, because he does the same thing.
No, but when you actually do it.
No, because he does the same thing. So like on the exact same hole. Now remember, he's playing the 100-yard challenge.
Right.
And he goes, can I back up to hit driver? I say, yeah, I don't, whatever. He goes, well, I'm just going to split the tree here and it should fall to the right. And I was like, so I do help him a little bit of alignment. That's still something he tends to want to be aiming more right than his target. And we got him straight and he freaking hit it to like 12 feet on like the drive. So it was like, but he said, hey, this is exactly what I want to do. And it's, he played really well for about 6 holes and then he went double. And then by time on 8 and he's like, I can't do this. My round's over. I'm going home. And I was like, whoa. I go, we're going to finish 9 and then you'll decide. And then he actually walked home after 9. So, but yeah, but I was 5 holes good.
Tail between
five holes. I was like, okay, not bad. Couple bad, good shots here, some bad shots. And then about 5 holes where my misses were either in high fescue or just out of bounds. And it was just like, I wasn't hitting the ball. Like the contact was what I wanted. It just, I wasn't scoring. So, but again, it was more of a practice. I did score it in again through 15 holes. Cause you can do that now. I don't know.
How do you end it?
So you just, you hit like the scorecard and then it'll ask you to pause, exit or delete. And I exited around and then it says upload and you upload it. So you're going to see my score as a 72. So you can get excited, but I did have 3 holes left to go. So I was on pace where I was shooting about an 83, 4, 5, something right around there. But like I said, I wasn't upset with the way I hit the ball. My hip, I could tell when I don't get my back hip through, I come over the top of everything. And so when you're starting to aim one way and you don't get that through, it's like a double miss, a double cross. And, if I can eliminate that tomorrow, keep the ball in play, I'd be fine. I'm up to like a 5 handicap now. So,
Okay.
It's like a 4.7. So went up just over half a point from where we started talking about this stuff about 2 weeks ago, just because I had some really good rounds fall off. And I don't know what Algonquin will play me at tomorrow. So we'll see.
I'll be interested, like, by the looks of it, as far as like the T assignments and whatnot. Like, I think like everyone's in the same flight. Like, even though like the last one that I kind of listened to when I was on the putting green and the chipping area, they had three different flights. But
So what the guy I work with says, the flights can change. He goes, there'll be days that the 4 through 12s will be in the same flight. And then there'll be days where it's like the 10s through 15s are in a flight, 1 through 5. It's all depends on the breakdown there.
Gotcha.
It's like going to be, if it's, you know, depending on the number, let's just say if it's 4 flights, it's going to be the top 25%, 25%, 25%, 25% to get all the way to there. I don't think we'll play any gold tees tomorrow. I think we'll play white. You're either going to play gold.
Like, I think gold would just have to be seniors, wouldn't it? If they're what's handicap,
gold would be senior. I don't think it's handicap. It's age. It's age.
No, because it's based on your handicap. I know that.
Because
they'll be net and gross.
No, I know. That's how you're flighted.
Because I think you win prize. You can win a prize by low net or low gross.
You can. My buddy won his flight before, so he'll let us know kind of how. Well, I guess in the morning they'll let us know how it's going to look. So, but looking forward to it. We go off at 9 o'clock tomorrow.
I hope Arthur, who is also in our group,
King Arthur, yes,
is a fun loving guy. Like, I hope he's not like a guy that's like, can you please turn your music down? Can you please, excuse me, sir, your ball struck my foot type stuff. Like, I hope that he kind of
signs big
fat. I just really hope that like he kind of, I don't need him to be a vibes guy, but I just need him not to be somebody that's going to piss me off.
Yeah. I guess you just don't know. I keep referring back to the guy I work with who's done this a couple of times. He says you get a lot of different personalities because you're going to get a lot of different personalities. So, he's had some guys he's had a lot of fun with. He's had some guys that he would just, they're sandbaggers. And then you have some guys that are just, they're on PGA Tour. And he goes, he gets the rules part. Like, you got to play by the rules. Like, this is why you're doing this. Like, you know, if you're somebody that doesn't care about the rules or doesn't want to play by, you wouldn't come, you know, spend whatever amount of money to go do this. And so, I don't know. I guess we won't know until tomorrow. He'll be riding by himself. So hopefully.
Now, are we straight? One thing I didn't see on the rules, like, are we playing lateral? Or are we,
I don't know.
You know, if we're OB off the tee, when we get up to the ball, do we have to go back and re-tee?
Well, there is the local rule. There is the pace of play rule where you can place it in the closest point of the fairway for 2 shots. So it's like hitting off the tee again to closest point in the fairway. That is a rule now that's adopted in a lot of tournaments for pace of play purposes. So
gotcha.
My guess is that there's not a lot of OB, right? I mean, 17 maybe. Maybe the parking lot's OB. We start off on 18. So kind of a short, tough par 5. It just really depends on how you get off the tee.
I'm going to be in those trees. I'm calling it right now. My first tee shot always goes right.
Yeah, but if you aim right, it's a dog leg right. So you may be.
I know. That's the thing. But I'm going to, I just have to pipe it. I think I might swing really hard on that one just to get it far and maybe clear the trees.
Get loose.
We'll see. Like I told you, I'm packing 9, playing them for 6.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I just don't know how it's going to go. But yeah, starting on 18, shotgun start. It does put us on a, you know, 16 and 17 aren't, 17 is kind of straightforward up the hill hole, but 16 is that brutal
that
par
weird
three
one.
That's like, it's like 230. It's like, it's not a small one. So that's going to be the only one. Maybe they have it up tomorrow to help us out. That'd be kind of a tough little stretch there, but it's a Algonquin. Haven't played there in a long time. Bermuda greens, they're going to be wet, so they're going to hold. Hopefully Bermuda fairways keep us in the play. Hopefully the trees are forgiving and kick everything back.
Most putts are straight.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. Trying not to put too much pressure on myself. Something I like to do. Try to start taking it too serious, which I want to make sure my pre-shot routine and I commit the shots. That was something I was trying to work with my little guy who's hoping to play either in the junior championship or an LJGA tournament this weekend with Ernie's little guy too. So
Okay.
we talked a little bit about, pre-shot routines, how to commit, visualize, and go. And then whatever happens, happens. As long as you put the swing on it you want, or you understand what you need to do better, you just take it in stride and look for the next shot. I mean, you're always one shot to get back into it. And, I've told pitchers my whole life, you're one pitch from getting out of any jam. And so, like in golf, it's not much different. You're one shot to get that good vibe feeling where you can stripe the next couple holes until, you lose it and you got to do it all over again. So
My
looking forward to it. It's gonna be an
plan of
early
attack,
morning.
my plan of attack is more so of kind of a run what you brum. I think I'm just gonna nickel and dime my way around the course, regardless. If the driver's not working, it's probably gonna go in the bag pretty damn quick, and then I'm gonna be hitting either hybrid or 5 irons off tees, no matter what. Par three, par four, par five.
120 yard par three. I'm just gonna hit a little
Knock
knockdown.
down 5 iron.
I'm gonna run this one right up to the hole. But yeah, I mean, I think that's what we're gonna have to do. Both of us will have to do. I mean, you're just going to we've never been in this situation
But I'm
as
gonna
far
have a
as sport.
blast. It's gonna be a Thursday that I get to play golf. I haven't done that in a while.
So that part is looking fun. I don't think we have played around like this together in a while. So it is the start of the summer season.
It is
We'll
first
kind of
round.
recap and rehash everything when we get back on the mic. We may do that tomorrow. We may do that the next day. We may do that part of this episode. We may do that as a whole new episode, just depending on how things go. Obviously, we have little people that kind of control our lives right now,
Teeny.
and we'll try to figure out what's going on. I do have a bright early tee time on Friday morning at our reciprocating course, Loudoun Country Club. So I'm already looking forward to my
Right.
round afterwards. I haven't played that in a good amount of time. Drive by it all the time, and I'm always like, man, this course looks such good shape, and it does. But so I want to play that with a coach, a guy I'm coaching with right now. Really good guy, actually. Hopefully to get him part of some other things with us in the future as well, too.
I may be going out on Friday as well too. We may also have workers at our house, so I might have to be home.
Spending money. Spending money.
Insurance, it's fine.
There you go. There you go. So like we said, we're now under 12 hours. Going to get there. I'm probably going to leave her about 7. Takes me about 35 minutes to get there. Probably get a bite to eat on the way there. And
What
then,
what's your pregame?
oh man, I go to, I mean, I live at Sheetz. I wish I took stock in
What's
Sheetz.
your number one go-to Sheetz breakfast?
Burrito.
All right, good.
Breakfast burrito.
Steak, egg, and cheese, and bacon.
And I might get crazy enough and double the protein tomorrow.
You might also want to throw some tots in there.
It just depends if I do the cheesy bread or not. That's like the cheese surround.
Gotcha.
If I'd usually do the cheese,
I'm a big fan of the tots in the burrito.
I am too. But if I do the cheese, like where it's the double wrap and the cheese in the middle there.
Oh, the quesarito.
Yeah, the quesarito. If I do that, I usually don't do the tots just because it gets too overwhelming. Like I can eat half of it and then I end up throwing half away. But it'll be a game time decision on that if I want to do
Solid.
tots or not.
Solid.
So they always get me at the end. Do you want to have extra? And I'm like, what do I hit? What do
Why
I hit
not?
here?
Why
And then
not?
I'm like, okay, just do it. But yeah, so I'll probably get there, get a nice little warm up in. I think the big thing is just getting loose in the morning. And then putting. I want to try to get a little feel of the greens. I've been rolling it well, been working a lot here and at the golf course, just putting, kind of get a good little rhythm going. The speed's been good here, but I just, obviously I haven't played Bermuda greens, which are usually a little slower. Could be a little more grain to read, but again, I haven't been to Algonquin.
And they probably haven't mowed him down in a while.
No, I haven't been to Algonquin since we talked about in the last episode when me and you snuck over there during a rough mental health day that we had to take.
Me, I got a I got a 4:15 wake up call. I'm going to the gym. I'm gonna get a lift in, get a run in, get a walk in, get a stretch in, then shower, probably leave around 7:15. I should probably be there closer to 7:45, 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I think you're a tad closer than I am.
Tad, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll get up. I'm probably not going to do the gym or do a full workout. I'll probably do something just to get the body moving before I leave the house. But I'm going to make sure I do something also there in the parking lot, because I've told you it's sitting in the truck's been getting my hip just stiff, and I'll have to do some stuff there just to loosen up right before we hit.
Rip a fireball shot.
That's why I'm going to sheets too. So
nice.
You know, there's a couple things we got to pick up. Be good to go from there. So, but yeah, man, looking forward to it. Or hopefully our first event, maybe if we enjoy this, it's actually pretty inexpensive. It's basically what a cost of a round is at the golf course.
Hopefully we both are in different flights and we both come out on top. Or you know what? Or we die trying. Maybe I go full, you know, Rory or
well, they have it on Golf Genius.
Maybe I'll go Wyndham Clark and just get myself out of there.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm not that guy's anyway. Yeah. But they do have it on Golf Genius, so hopefully we'll be able to.
Oh, that reminds me. I do need to download that.
Follow along. But now I do think when I said that to the guy I work with, he's like, yeah, but like only 5% actually do it. Kind of like what we've been able to see when we've hosted events or ran or did some Gents Cup where they tried to do it and nobody actually puts the scores in. So. We'll see. Maybe we'll get some serious people. Maybe not. It's Algonquin, so you just never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But, man, I look forward to it. Get yourself a good night rest. 4:15 is early. I'm going to definitely get out to about 5:30. I start rolling out of bed. Body still is used to waking up early, but at least I don't have to wake up and rush to get out of here.
That's true.
Get myself a little cup of coffee. Use the bathroom. That's always important as well, too. So
check on Court's head.
Yeah, she'll figure it out. No, but yeah, it's
been... Give her some Advil.
Yeah. Yeah, we're back and forth. It's like one doctor says Advil, one doctor says Tylenol. She's actually going to the chiropractor tomorrow that we've been told that can help with symptoms through that. So, and I'm actually probably going to see this guy as well. He's going to help me just to stay limber for golf.
Yeah, he's like, man.
Yeah, so...
I just saw my chiropractor today.
There you go. I think that's what you did tell me that you had that going on. So, but all right, man, get yourself a good night's sleep. And man, we'll be all at it tomorrow. Summer season starts tomorrow. VSGA one day event starts tomorrow.
I got to defend my crown.
Hit them straight. Keep it in play. Keep it in front of you.
Tell you, not on this course, because I can play from three holes over on Algonquin.
More on the back than the front, yeah. But yeah, you can.
No, on the front, that whole stretch, 3, 4, 5.
You six. Can, but you almost got to go the further right, the better.
Yes, yes. And yep. That's not been a problem for me. Not trust me.
You might start aiming.
Exactly.
Aim line, because you're going to pull it into the fairway or you're going to push it right far enough to where you can play back over. So
just aiming at trees so you don't hit them.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, we'll talk to you then. If everyone's following, make sure to like and subscribe. Check us out. Check us out later on. We'll talk about our round and see how we go. Good luck tomorrow.